堂听 class.com。
Chapter 2, Computer Hardware. Dialogue 1. I thought computers were supposed to make your life more convenient. But it seems like I spend half my time waiting for it to do something. Why is it so slow?
How much RAM do you have?
I think I have 8 megs.
That's your problem.If you want Windows 95 to run smoothly, you need at least 16.
Dialogue 2. I have 16 megs now, and most things work better, but my internet connection is still really slow. Is there anything that I can do?
Let's see. Your modem is only 14.4. If you want your internet connection to speed up,You'll have to get a faster modem.
This is a mouse. With the mouse, we can move the cursor very quickly. Look at the screen. See the little line that blinks? That's the cursor. You can begin to type there.
But I don't want to type there.
Then move the cursor. Watch. I'll hold the mouse in my hand. Now, I'll move it across the table.See the cursor move? Dialogue 3. I can't seem to get my mouse to work properly. First it moves, and then all of a sudden, it jerks all the way across the screen. What can I do?
Here, let me see. Open the mouse and take out of the ball. Do you see this contacts here?
Yes, they look pretty dirty.
That's right. Let me clean those for you, and you'll be back to normal in no time.
Dialogue 4. My friend sent me this new audio player program, but I can't get it to load properly.
The instructions say that this player requires a 32-bit sound card.
A 32-bit sound card? Mine is only 16-bit.
That's your problem right there. If you want this new software to work, you'll have to upgrade your hardware too.
Passage. Computer. Hardware. Professional terms. Category.
Category.
Divide.
Divide.
Storage.
Storage.
Typical.
Typical.
Now,We'll discuss the basics about the hardware devices that convert data into information in a typical computer-based system. Computer hardware refers to the parts of a computer that you can see and touch. It can be divided into 4 categories. 1. Input hardware. 2. Storage hardware. 3.Processing hardware, and finally, output hardware. Input hardware. The purpose of input hardware is to collect data and convert it into a form suitable for computer processing. Notes. The most common input device is the keyboard.It looks very much like a typewriter keyboard with rows of keys arranged in the typical typewriter layout, as well as a number of additional keys used to enter special computer-related codes. Notes. It looks very much like a typewriter keyboard with rows of keys arranged in the typical typewriter layout.As well as a number of additional keys used to enter special computer-related codes. Although it isn't the only type of input device available, the computer keyboard is the one most generally used by the business community. The purpose of storage hardware is to provide a means of storing computer instructions and data in a form that is relatively permanent or non-volatile. That is, the data is not lost when the power is turned off and easy to retrieve when needed for processing. Storage hardware serves the same basic functions as do office filing systems, except that it stores data as electromagnetic signals or laser-etched spots, commonly on disk or tape, rather than on paper. Professional terms. Activity.
Activity.
Coordinate.
Coordinate.
Effectively.
Effectively.
Internal.
Internal.
Primary.
Primary.
Sophisticated.
Sophisticated.
Processing hardware. The purpose of processing hardware is to retrieve, interpret, and direct the execution of software instructions provided to the computer. The most common components of processing hardware are the central processing unit and main memory. The central processing unit, CPU, is the brain of the computer. It reads and interprets software instructions and coordinates the processing activities that must take place. The design of the CPU affects the processing power and the speed of the computer, as well as the amount of main memory it can use effectively. With a well-designed CPU in your computer, you can perform highly sophisticated tasks in a very short time. Main memory, also called internal memory, primary storage, or just plain memory, can be thought of as an electronic desktop. The more desk surface you have in front of the computer, the more software instructions in it. The amount of memory available determines whether you can run simple or sophisticated software. A computer with a large memory is more capable of holding the thousands of instructions that are contained in the more sophisticated software programs. A large memory also allows you to work with and manipulate great amounts of data and information at one time. Quite simply, the more main memory you have in your computer, the more you can accomplish. Professional terms. Display.
Display.
Graphics.
Graphics.
Hard copy.
Hard copy.
Television-like.
Television-like.
View.
View.
Output software. The purpose of output hardware is to provide the user with the means to view information produced by the computer system. Information is output in either hard copy or soft copy form. Hard copy output can be held in your hand. Examples are paper with text or graphics printed on it. Soft copy output is displayed on a display. A television-like screen on which you can read text and graphics.